A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Righteousness. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that's in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
who stands at the right hand of God,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand.
In the righteous name of Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
We go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men.
The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Father in heaven lift up his countenance upon you and your house and give you peace, for the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far-off seas. We don't come to the Father based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of you and your family, but by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose. In the name of Jesus Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house you are, if you hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end, grace be with you all. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps your pathway. In the name of Jesus Christ, abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So in his name, let you and your house stand, therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. For he, God, in his infinite wisdom, made him who knew no sin, Jesus Christ, to be sin for you, so that you might become the righteousness of God through him, Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Redeemer, your life, and your resurrection. In his righteousness, you are exalted as well. He is the glory of your strength, and in his favor, your horn is exalted. God, who delights in exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, is upright. He is your rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The Lord our God will never forget you. You have been inscribed on the palms of his hands. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will dwell in you in your house and walk among you in your people. Even to the end of the age, Jesus Christ will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. In Christ we pray that the Lord will impute righteousness to you and your house, that it will overtake you and your people, and he who makes justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line, he will not rest until your righteousness goes forth as brightness, and you wear the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give to you on the day of Christ. The Lord has called you and your house in righteousness, and will hold your hand. Surely, in the Lord you have righteousness and strength. Surely, in the Lord you and all your descendants shall be justified and shall glory. In Christ we pray that God, in his mercy, will put a hunger and a thirst in you and your people for righteousness. For blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for he shall be filled. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. Truly he will fill you and your house with justice and righteousness. Let you seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. For the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that you and your people will commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. May you and your people receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of your salvation. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He restores your soul, that you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. Follow righteousness and mercy in the midst of the paths of justice, and find righteousness and honor, for righteousness delivers from death. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, who became for you in your bloodline, wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in Christ we pray, the Lord our righteousness will lead you and establish you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Christ we petition the Lord to open to you and your house the gates of righteousness, and in Christ we pray that you and all of your loved ones will go through them, offering the sacrifices of righteousness, putting your trust in the Lord. May the Lord lead you and your family in righteousness, and make your way straight before your face, and for his righteousness' sake revive you and bring your soul out of trouble. The one who sits on the throne of mercy and truth, judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness, he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. You are one of his saints. He will make you and your family understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord will raise you and your family up in righteousness, and he will direct all your ways. Your work will be peace, and the effect of your righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Your peace will be like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. In righteousness you shall be established, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment you shall condemn, for you and your people are servants of God. Not only servants, but also children of God, and your righteousness is from him. You and your house shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Do not hide his righteousness within your heart. Let your mouth tell of his righteousness and his salvation. Declare his faithfulness, loving kindness, and truth, and let your tongue speak of his word. Sing aloud of his righteousness, and sing praise to the name of the Lord all the day long. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who is before all things, in Christ we pray that you and your family will put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. In Christ we pray that you and your people will flee also youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, sanctifying the Lord God in your hearts. In Christ we pray that you will be quick to confess your sins, for he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Let us pray to God, and he will delight in you. You shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. God revealed the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, to you, and being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, God has passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Christ himself bore your sins in his own body on the tree, that you, who having died to sins, might live for righteousness, presenting yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, submitted to the righteousness of God, instruments of righteousness, obedient to righteousness, and becoming slaves of righteousness for holiness' sake. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, in Christ we pray that you and your people will awake to righteousness, obtaining the precious faith by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for with the heart one believes to righteousness, becoming an heir of righteousness, which is according to faith, believing the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, and believing on him who justifies the ungodly, your faith is accounted for righteousness. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as if it is written, the just shall live by faith. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. In Christ we pray that you and your people will sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground for his time to seek the Lord, follow after righteousness till he comes and rains righteousness on you and your house. Let justice rain down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. In Christ we beg of you, seek righteousness, seek humility, and may God purify you and your house, purge you as gold and silver, bring you forth to the light, that you may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. God grant that you, being delivered from the hand of your enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life, walking before him in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart, seeking his glory, and no unrighteousness be in you. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, for our righteousness is but filthy rags. Nevertheless, let you not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. According to all his righteousness, in Christ we pray that the Father of righteousness will help you in your house to keep justice and do righteousness. Let his salvation come to you in your house, and his righteousness be revealed to you and your people. His righteousness is near. It shall not be far off. His salvation shall not linger. May Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord your righteousness, make you and your people walk uprightly, work righteousness, speak the truth in your hearts, be skilled in the word of righteousness, eat the solid food of the word, which belongs to those who are full age, having your senses exercised to discern both good and evil, sowing the fruit of righteousness and peace, and declaring righteousness. For if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. For as earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for you wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. So in Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, that you and all of your people will receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. And righteousness will reign in your life through the one, Jesus Christ, fulfilling all righteousness. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So in Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, that you and all of your people will receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, and righteousness will reign in your life through the one, Jesus Christ, fulfilling all righteousness. Put on righteousness, and it will clothe you. Your justice will be like a robe and a turban. You shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. For God Almighty, high and lofty one who inhabits in eternity, whose name is holy, has known you, in order that you may command your children and your household after you, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice. Let you and yours disperse abroad, give to the poor, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, keep justice, do righteousness at all times, fear the Lord, and by your spirit within you seek God early and learn righteousness, so that your work is honorable and glorious, and your righteousness endures forever. Your horn will be exalted with honor, wealth and riches will be in your house. Riches and honor will be with you in your house, enduring riches and righteousness. In Christ we pray that you will hold fast to your righteousness. Your heart shall not reproach you as long as you live. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delights in you, repaying you in your house for your righteousness and your faithfulness. He will reward you in your house according to your righteousness. According to the cleanness of your hands, he will recompense you and your people. In Christ we pray, you will see his face in righteousness. You shall be satisfied when you awaken his likeness, being accepted by him who is faithful and true, abiding in him and born of him. The Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God, who is holy, shall be hallowed in righteousness. For his salvation will be forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished. In the name of Jesus Christ, the branch of righteousness, in Christ we ask the God of righteousness to deliver you and your house in his righteousness, so that you will never be ashamed and cause you to escape. May he incline his ear to you and save you. In his abundant mercy, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has vindicated you and your house. For he has begotten you again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through the righteousness of faith. According to his own righteousness, let him make your way blameless, convict you in your house of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, giving you righteous lips that are to his delight, and you shall go in the strength of the Lord God and make mention of his righteousness, of his only. In Christ we pray that he will betroth you in your house to him in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy, betroth you and all of your people to him in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. That you and your family seek him daily and delight to know his ways, take delight in approaching him and be found in the way of righteousness. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you and your righteousness to the upright in heart, O Lord. And this in Christ we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. God, who has given to you that indescribable gift of righteousness, is your God, and truth and righteousness. May the Lord bless you, and give his angels charge over you to keep you and all your people in righteousness, praying you by gentle chastening that afterward you yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness, as righteousness leads to life, and the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Righteousness shall exalt you in your house. The Lord loves him who follows righteousness. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. The righteousness of the upright will deliver him. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and his righteousness shall answer for him. God will judge you and your house according to your righteousness and according to your integrity within you. Let your house be full of justice. Righteousness shall lodge in it. Let it be called the house of righteousness, the faithful house. In Christ we pray that you will not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? In Christ we pray you and your people will execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed innocent blood. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing his way on his head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity and his truth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. You, O Lord, have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice. The earth is full of all your goodness. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Your delight is the fear of the Lord, and you shall not judge by the sight of your eyes, nor decide by the hearing of your ears. But with righteousness you shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. You shall strike the earth with the rod of your mouth, and with the breath of your lips you shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of your loins, and faithfulness the belt of your waist. Clouds and darkness surround you. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. A fire goes before you and burns up your enemies round about. Let us meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Let us speak of the might of your awesome acts, and we will declare your greatness. We shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. You and your house shall bless yourselves in him, and in him you and your people shall glory. Let the heavens declare his righteousness. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Being reconciled to God through the cross,
abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ,
for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
And his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
In him who sits on the throne,
as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth?
God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.